欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
Sure， 今天我们要一起来看看一个汽车公司怎么挽回召回汽车的影响，聊聊人与人相处要互相宽容，还要告诉你如何和远方的朋友保持联系。
I know, long distance is the enemy of any relationship, no matter whether it's friendship or romance.
也不是啊，我跟我高中大学朋友都好着呢，我们中间隔着个太平洋，感情还是一样好啊。
Maybe, or maybe they're just humoring you.
What? 好了，咱们等会儿再来谈这个，现在先来进入第一个单元。
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
我们要学的词是
chore. Chore is spelled C-H-O-R-E, chore.
Chore, 家务事。
Britons consider cleaning the oven one of the worst chores.
英国人觉得清理烤箱是最烦人的家务活之一。美国华盛顿大学的一项研究显示
Couples who shared the burden of chores tend to have the least active sex lives.
分担家务事的夫妻性生活最少。一家英国法律事务所的研究发现
Most marriages break down over mundane arguments about who does household chores or pays the bills, rather than due to infidelity.
大多数婚姻都是因为谁该做家务、谁该付账单这些琐事而导致的破裂，而不是因为婚外情。好的，今天我们学习的词是
chore, chore, chore.
Most marriages break down over mundane arguments. 所以说啊，一百件小事加起来就成了两个人分开的原因。
I know what you mean. Marriage is not only about love and passion. It's also about having the same values and similar lifestyles.
没错。But sometimes you need to be more tolerant and open-minded. If it's not something that is a complete deal-breaker for you, then my attitude is to live and let live.
That is a great piece of advice.Hey, you mentioned a very good term, live and let live. We need to check it out.
Let's listen to today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第827讲，我是杨晨。
Washer Doug Johnson.
我这个人特别喜欢整齐，不论是在办公室还是在家里，我都会收拾得有条有理，东西的摆放也有一定之规。不过坐在我旁边的 Emma 跟我截然不同，她桌子上永远堆得乱七八糟，老板好几次提醒她赶紧收拾干净，可我倒是觉得我们应该
Live and let live. Live is spelled L-I-V-E. Live and let live
Live 是生活的意思。
Live and let live.
自己活也让别人活。换句话说就是要相互宽容，互不干扰。Emma 的风格跟我截然不同，但我觉得这也没什么不好。要让我说就应该
Live and let live.
只要他自己喜欢又不会影响别人，那就应该给人家自由。在下面这个例子里，一个男子谈到自己的姐姐时说
My sister is raising her adopted son as a single parent. While that wouldn't be my preference, I'm not about to criticize her. My attitude has always been live and let live. I accept people as they are, even though they may do things differently from the way I do.
我姐姐自己一个人抚养抱来的儿子。虽然我不会选择这么做，但是我也不会对她横加指责。我觉得个人有个人的生活，大家应该相互包容。虽然别人的行事规则可能跟我不同，但我还是会毫无保留地接受他们。
前不久，我到马萨诸塞州去开会，那里是美国著名学府哈佛大学的所在地。但是如今，马萨诸塞已是美国第一个承认同性恋婚姻合法化的州。由此可见，当地人是相当开明的，对同性恋的生活方式采取了包容的态度。这就叫
live and let live.
他们认为任何人都有权选择自己的生活方式。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
My sister is raising her adopted son as a single parent. While that wouldn't be my preference, I'm not about to criticize her. My attitude has always been, live and let live. I accept people as they are, even though they may do things differently from the way I do.
刚才我们说到同性恋婚姻合法化在美国引起的争议，其实在公共场所禁止吸烟的法律也曾引起过激烈的辩论，但是如今已经越来越普及了。记者在下面这则健康新闻里报道说，
Should smoking be allowed in places like offices and restaurants? Most Americans used to have a live and let live attitude about it, but more have become far less tolerant.That's because research clearly shows that when smokers light up, they can create serious health problems for nearby non-smokers.
办公室和餐厅里应该允许吸烟吗？以前大多数美国人都对吸烟持有一种包容的态度，但是如今，拒绝采取包容态度的人已经越来越多了。因为科学研究结果显示，吸烟不仅对烟民本人有害，也会伤害到待在旁边的非吸烟者。
这就是大家都知道的二手烟，在英语里叫
Secondhand smoke，
对非吸烟者间接造成伤害。因此主张在公共场所禁止吸烟的人现在越来越多。您的态度如何呢？是赞成在公共场所禁烟，还是主张
Live and let live？
好，我们再听一下上面的例句。
Should smoking be allowed in places like offices and restaurants? Most Americans used to have a live and let live attitude about it, but more have become far less tolerant. That's because research clearly shows that when smokers light up, they can create serious health problems for nearby non-smokers.
每个人都会有一些自己难以容忍的事情，就说我老公吧。我们家邻居 Browns 夫妇对自己房子的保养特别不注意，院子里凌乱不堪。对此我老公的态度绝对不是
Live and let live，
他的理由是一栋房子缺乏保养会影响到我们整个社区的形象和居住环境。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓琳，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
我这次去波士顿也感受到了那里的自由。People are very open-minded. They have the live and let live attitude.
Yeah. Massachusetts is the first state that allowed same-sex marriage.So I'm not surprised.
But the friend who drove us there, his car got recalled right after we came back. The company said the passenger's airbag is known to have problems deploying. 想起来好害怕。
Oh, I'm glad you're okay. Wait, am I glad?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree though. Car recalls can be terrifying. Actually, that is what we are going to talk about in today's business etiquette. Let's see what we can learn from it.
礼节美语。
公司主管开会，执行总裁 Rick 说
The board of directors has come to a decision. Our company will take an image hit, and it's going to be very expensive. But it seems we have no other choice but to start a recall. Samantha, would you care to explain a bit more?
A year ago, we began receiving reports that several of the air conditioner models we manufacture can sometimes overheat. In very rare circumstances, this overheating might lead to electrical fires. So far, there have been 3 fires that may be connected to our air conditioning units.
Unfortunately, one person was seriously injured. Therefore, even though there is no definitive proof linking our ACs to these fires,We decided to take action immediately.
Samantha 介绍说，公司生产的几款空调发生过
overheat
机身温度过热的现象，可能起火。到目前为止，至少有3起火灾，怀疑跟他们公司生产的空调有关，还有一人受了重伤。执行总裁 Rick 说，虽然没有
definitive proof
确凿证据，但公司董事会还是决定立即采取行动。
Start a recall.
召回相关型号的空调。
Recall is spelled R-E-C-A-L-L, recall.
是召回有问题产品的意思。这样做不仅会有不小的经济损失，而且还要
take an image hit.
公司的形象也会受到打击。Hank 问
How many units are we talking about here? And what is this going to cost us?
We will be recalling over 15,000 air conditioners. The company will refit them with new thermal sensors and stronger wiring.
As far as costs go, we estimate the company will lose well over $6 million.
$6 million? But we're not even sure we're responsible. Is a recall really the best way to go?
I believe that from both a business perspective and a moral perspective, recall is necessary.
I think Rick is right. If there's even a chance that our products could cause injuries, we have a responsibility to step in.
公司估计要召回15,000台空调，召回的产品改用更加耐热的电线，还要安装
thermal sensors
热感应器。经济损失估计将超过600万美元。公司的执行总裁 Rick 和主管 Samantha 都觉得，无论是从商业角度还是从道义角度出发，只要公司产品可能跟火灾发生一点关系，他们也有义务
step in
站出来。
Even if we look at it purely from a financial standpoint, $6 million spent fixing any possible errors is definitely cheaper than being defendants in a lawsuit where somebody was seriously injured or killed.
So, what's the procedure?
Next Monday, we will issue a press release explaining that even though there are no definitive links between our products and fires, we want to be good corporate citizens and have therefore decided to err on the side of caution.
Rick 补充说，即使单纯从经济角度出发，花600万美元修补产品的缺陷，也比被人告上法庭的花销小。产品召回的第一步是，下星期一公司先发一份
news release
新闻简报，说明公司立场。虽然没有确凿证据证明火灾和公司的产品有关，但公司还是决定召回产品。
To err on the side of caution
是慎重起见、保险起见的意思。那新闻简报以后还有哪些措施呢？我们下次继续谈。
Rick 的公司决定慎重起见，进行 product recall 产品召回，原因呢是他们生产的一款空调有过热起火的危险。公司总裁 Rick 说，这样不仅呢有经济风险，而且还会 take an image hit， 公司形象也会受损失。
I think the company is making the right decision.Whenever there's a public disaster, the best thing to do is take actions as soon as possible. That way the customers see you as being a responsible and moral company.
没错，有时候啊，危机也是公关的好机会，借此塑造公司负责认真的好形象。
Let's listen.
礼节美语。
公司主管开会。执行总裁 Rick 宣布公司要召回一批质量有问题的空调。召回行动的第一步是发表新闻简报。Rick 告诉公司另外两位高管 Samantha 和 Hank 说
We will then specify the year and model of the ACs included in the recall and set up a website for our vendors and customers.
We should probably set up a toll-free line as well.
Yes, that's a good idea, Hank.
The company will have to pay for advertisements in major newspapers that explain the recall.
Maybe I can speak to some of the members of the press I know and see if they're interested in doing a news story on this. I'm hoping to spin it in our favor by highlighting the fact that this is a precautionary measure.
新闻简报里要说明召回产品的出厂年份和型号，还要专门开设一个网站，方便销售商家和顾客咨询联系。Hank 建议再开一条
toll-free line.
免费拨打的电话，他还主动提出联系一些跟自己关系比较好的媒体，看看有没有人愿意发一篇报道，强调公司这次的产品召回是
a precautionary measure，
预防性措施，从而
spin it in our favor，
让这件事朝对我们有利的方向发展。
You know, a lot of big companies have been forced to recall products. And as long as they are honest about what happened and proactive in trying to make it better, most people are pretty forgiving of mistakes.
Yes, I think people understand that no company is perfect. The main thing we have to avoid is giving the impression of any kind of cover-up.
That's right. If people believe we are being completely truthful, we should be able to weather this storm.
很多大公司都曾经遇到过被迫召回产品的事。只要公司对公众诚恳，并且尽可能提前采取措施解决问题，一般都会得到公众的理解和原谅。Rick 说，关键是不能让人觉得公司是在
cover up
掩饰些什么。Hank 表示，只要公众觉得公司说的都是实话
，We should be able to weather this storm，
就是我们应该能够度过这次难关。
To weather the storm
是度过难关的意思。
I'm also going to order an inquiry into whether any safety measures were not heeded, or if anybody at our factory was trying to cut corners.
We will make the results of the inquiry public as well. We want to be as transparent and open as possible.
I want you to talk to all of your department heads and managers and explain our policy. If they know of any other mistakes or safety issues, I want to hear about them.Heads will roll if I discover that anyone isn't following our strict quality standards.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Rick 还说，他准备就安全措施的执行情况展开调查，还要看工厂里有没有人偷工减料。
To cut corners.
Samantha 补充说，调查结果最后也要对外公布，尽可能让整个程序做到公开透明。Rick 最后要 Samantha 和 Hank回去把公司的决定传达给手下的部门主管和经理们，发现问题就要及时汇报。如果有人不严格执行公司的质量标准
，Heads will roll，
意思是这样的人一定会受到严厉的处罚。
你看吧，任何事情都有两面性，把危机处理好了，这次召回危机倒成了他们公司树立形象的好机会。所以说，犯了错误就得赶快承认。
Exactly, Younglin. Exactly.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing! Oh, just a little reminder for you, though. If you ever make a mistake, say, forget to bring me cupcakes or something, you should correct the mistake as soon as possible.
Oh, 美的你！好了，这个话题就到这儿吧。下面咱们再来学个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学习的词是
Minimum.Minimum is spelled M-I-N-I-M-U-M. Minimum.
Minimum. 最少的，最起码的。
You need to keep a minimum balance of $250 in your checking account in order to avoid a monthly fee.
如果不想交月费，你的活期账户余额必须维持在250美元以上。
In his State of the Union address, President Obama pushed to raise the minimum wage to $9 per hour.
美国总统奥巴马在国情咨文讲话中主张将最低工资提高到每小时9美元。NBA 对球员有年龄限制。
Players can't enter the NBA draft until they are 19 or have played on a college team for a minimum of one season.
要参加 NBA 选秀，球员必须年满19岁，或是至少在大学校队里打过一个赛季。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Minimum.Minimum, minimum. This reminds me of my first job. I was a waiter at a fancy French restaurant, and I took the opportunity to learn some French and how to cook authentic French cuisine.
Oh, no wonder you cook so well.
I made some really good friends. I also made some really good friends. All the other waiters were students from Paris who were studying in the U.S.
Wow, cool. Are they still in the U.S.? Can I go to that restaurant?
Of course you can. But unfortunately, I lost touch with all of them when they eventually moved back to France.
Oh, I'm sorry. But as long as I can get French food. 你刚才提到了一个短语 lose touch. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and find out what it means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第828讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
你有没有什么特别要好的朋友要搬走？最近我从小一起长大的好朋友 Jamie 因为换工作要举家搬到德克萨斯去。虽然不能像现在这样定期见面，但是我们两个人相互承诺，一定不会
lose touch.Lose is spelled L-O-S-E, and touch, T-O-U-C-H, lose touch.
Lose 是丢失、失去的意思 ,touch 是接触的意思。Lose touch 就是逐渐失去联系。我知道 Jamie 要搬到很远的地方去，但是我不希望我们两个人 lose touch。尽管我们保证要经常联系，但我还是很担心。在下面这个例子里，两个大学好友跟我们的情况十分相似，让我们一起听听看。
I'll never forget my best buddy in college. Glenn and I belonged to the same fraternity, played on the football team, and shared a lot of friends. We were constantly together. But since graduating, we've slowly drifted apart. It's too bad we've lost touch. I'd like to reconnect with him.
我永远不会忘记大学里最要好的朋友 Glenn。我们两个是同一个兄弟会的成员，在同一个橄榄球队里打球，朋友的圈子也都一样，我们两个人形影不离，但是毕业以后却逐渐疏远了，跟 Glenn 失去联络让我很遗憾，真希望能跟他重新取得联系。
随着生活的变化，我们会结婚生子，承担各种家庭义务，每天在工作和家庭间奔波，就会疏于跟老朋友联络。也许上面这个人可以给校友会打个电话，问一问 Glenn 的消息，没准 Glenn 也在后悔跟他失去联系呢。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
I'll never forget my best buddy in college. Glenn and I belong to the same fraternity, played on the football team, and shared a lot of friends. We were constantly together.But since graduating, we've slowly drifted apart. It's too bad we've lost touch. I'd like to reconnect with him.
不要说是好朋友失去联系，有的时候家里的某个成员也会在很长时间内没有音信呢。让我们听听下面这段话。
Nobody in the family had heard from Aunt Helen in years.One day we got a letter from her. In it, she said she regretted losing touch with us, but promised to write more often. Since then, we've been getting news from her on a regular basis.
多少年来，家里人一直没有小姨 Helen 的消息。突然有一天，我们收到了一封她的来信。她在信中说，她后悔不该跟家里失去联系，并保证今后会多多写信。从那以后，我们每隔一段时间就会得到他的消息。
这就体现出了互联网的好处，不用找信封、信纸、邮票，只要把想说的话打出来，一下子就寄走了。我女儿特别喜欢发短信，随时随地跟朋友联系，只有电话没电的时候才是她唯一跟朋友们 lose touch 的时候。说句老实话，我倒是希望这种时候越多越好。好，我们再听一下上面的例句。
Nobody in the family had heard from Aunt Helen in years. One day we got a letter from her. In it, she said she regretted losing touch with us, but promised to write more often. Since then, we've been getting news from her on a regular basis.
Lose touch 这个习惯用语可以追溯到19世纪后期。从 lose touch, 我们还可以想到很多相关的说法。例如刚才的例子里，跟大学好友失去联系的人想找到自己的老朋友，通过给校友会打电话。
He might be able to get in touch with his old friend. Get in touch.
就是取得联系。还有，如果他们的联系一直没有中断，那就是
Keep in touch.
或者是
Stay in touch.
还有啊，很多人打电话或者是发电子邮件的时候，都会在最后加上一句
Keep in touch.
保持联络。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林。谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
The best way to stay in touch with all your friends is to be more assertive. Pick up your phone when you have time.
Aw, you're still making phone calls? I It's so quaint.
Oh, hey.
Time to learn how to Facebook noob.
I'm not a Facebook noob.
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.